Well, Mayor, those were fantastic 10 essentials. We've taken up a lot of time. We're almost actually out of time, but hopefully you can wrap us up with some of your great words of wisdom.
Well, I think that what I've tried to do today, Rich, is to sort of report on my observations of what happens in successful dental practices that I've been involved with. So here's the Zen question. You know, I mean, does that mean that if you mimic or imitate that these behaviors that you are going to be successful? Well, I'm not 100% certain that you will. But I have to say that while, you know, nothing is guaranteed, the correlation between overall success in the dental practice and the well-done execution of the areas that I described, I think it's just too strong to ignore. So I would encourage everybody to, you know, reassess what they do. 8 out of 10 of these things are things that are within everybody's parameters. Everybody can sort of do it. And you got to sit down, reevaluate, and see what you can do, because we all deserve success, but it's just not going to happen without a lot of hard work. And I think that some of these ideas, I hope, based on my experience, will allow doctors listening to this tape to be able to do this.
I agree. And I think if you're going to hear from anybody, Dr. Mayor Levitt's the person to hear from, because as you said, you've kind of done it all. You had an extremely successful practice. I mean, you did well financially. Your personal life is totally in order. And then you've, for 18 years, observed over 600 practices. So, geez, if anybody knows this, you certainly do. So, Mayor, just for me and from all of our listeners, I want to thank you again for taking the time to do this. Your schedule is crazy and hectic. And I know just to get you to prepare this type of information and then actually visit our studio virtually for an hour and a half or so is not something that's easy for you to do in your schedule. So we just really, really appreciate you taking the time to do it.
Believe me, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure.
Well, good. Now, Mayor, you not only are helping our listeners with this audio tape, but you periodically, actually on a pretty frequent basis, put your words of wisdom in writing in the form of your blog. And I know you love – tell everybody a little bit about blogging and your blog and what that's kind of meant to you. Because you, out of all the dental blogs, and I get a ton of them, I think I look forward to yours the most. It's just well-written. It's succinct. Always great information to digest. Tell us about your blog a little bit.
Well, I started doing this about 4 to 5 years ago, Rich. I went to this course down in Maryland that was written by conducted by these Maddow guys.
I've heard of those
social
guys.
Social media.
Yeah.
You've heard of them, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was really where I started to get a lot of my introduction to websites and stuff. And one of the things that, you know, was pointed out was the amazing ability of a blog, which is something that is new material can be added very easily. You can, if you want to promote your website, you can't be changing all the pages on your website all the time. So a blog is something that is designed to be added to your website, and it's adding new content, which Google says, wow, this place is relevant, this site is relevant, and we're going to, you know, push them up on the local Google Business Map. So as a way of showing this to my clients, I started blogging. And I got to tell you, I love it. I have so much fun with it, and I take it very seriously, so I do it every couple of weeks. And, I try to do something that's relevant and informative or funny or outrageous. And I believe that doctors should be doing blogs because it's a great way to add content. So if anybody wants to get my blog, it's free. You just go to my website, which is jodena.com, jodena.com. And there's a little button there on the homepage that says Get My Blog. You can click on it, put in your email address. Just remember to respond to an email that you'll get from FeedBurner, which is the Google company that publishes the blogs. Click on the link to say that you want to get it, and you'll be all set. And it would be my pleasure.
Well, I couldn't give it a higher recommendation because, as I said, I get tons of dental blogs. Some of them, after a few weeks or months, I kind of make it so they automatically go in my delete box, but I always look forward to reading yours. It's well written. Again, it's not a time waster. It's just a paragraph or two. Always great information, and I would highly, highly encourage anyone that's listening to go to jodena.com to get Mayor's blog. So, Mayor, we got to wrap it up. The time always goes by so fast when you're on the audio series.
Well, we we have a lot to talk about, Rich. We go back a long way, you and me. And, it's just a lot of fun for me to speak with you. You do so much for dentistry, and it's just really been a great association for us, both, you know, just both personally and professionally.
I agree. So once again, for the Matter Brothers audio series, we want to give a big thank you to our guest today, Dr. Mayor Levitt, which just a fantastic topic you came up with, 10 essential elements for success. And we will see you soon on the audio series. And thanks again, Mayor.
For more information on this interview, be sure to visit matto.com. While you're there, check out the Matto Brothers seminar schedule, as well as the many different ways that Rich and Dave can help you in your practice. And be sure to become a fan of the Matto Group on Facebook and follow Matto Group on Twitter. Remember, you're not alone anymore.